He said, I remember my mom told me one day that I told her when I was younger I wanted to be a potato because I loved French fries so much.
Same.
Honestly,
same.
That's relatable.
Me too. Hey everyone, welcome back to Kinda Relatable. I'm back with Angela. Girl, you're dancing over there. And
you
then
know
you're
what?
Like,
it feels good to be back. I know I'm everyone's favorite.
We vibing. You already know the vibes.
Oh, do we?
I'm bugging Angela because, okay, so today,
oh my god,
today we went to go take pictures of each other and I wanted to post a picture. And I didn't know what to caption it, so Angela told me to caption it.
You already know the vibes?
Yeah, and I feel
she asked
weird.
Me if it was pretentious, and I said, what does that mean?
And I sent her back a screenshot of the dictionary.
And I asked her to buy me a dictionary.
If you really want one, I mean. Okay, well, hi, everyone. I'm back. I have been gone because, one, I caught a cold, and no, it wasn't COVID. Ugh. I caught just like a head cold. I did test for COVID and it was negative and it was the worst test ever. They like shoved that Q-tip all the way up to my brain. And
if I have it, I have it. If I don't, I don't.
No, yeah. Sorry. And then I recorded this episode by myself, but I didn't like it because my voice was like super nasally like this. It was disgusting. And it just didn't make sense that I recorded it by myself.
Okay.
But now I'm back with Angela to talk about our childhood dreams.
Okay, I'm going to send you an invoice because this is my third time doing this. So,
wait, is it only your third time?
It's my third time and I made a guest appearance on Andrew's. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, so you'll receive an email.
Okay, I'll pay you with 10% of the profit of this episode, which is nothing. So today we are going to talk about what we wanted to be when we grew up, when we were kids, what we wanted to be when we grew up. And I wanted to talk about what some of our friends said when we asked them what they wanted to grow up. I mean, what they wanted to be when they grew up. Oh my gosh, can I talk? Okay, your friends said funnier stuff than my friends, so I'm just going to read
off.
Half
of my friends said, like, actual...
Like
jobs.
Real
like,
jobs.
Not really funny, but
yeah.
Some said
a lot of my friends said real jobs. So they said like weather lady, an archaeologist, a veterinarian, fireman, a doctor, marine biologist, a comedian, a zookeeper, a SWAT team person, a mom and a wife, a flight attendant, a teacher, president, and an actress. That is what everybody wanted to be.
Okay.
What did your friends want to be?
Okay, so my friends wanted to be also a veterinarian, an engineer.
I feel like everybody wanted to be a veterinarian.
Yeah.
Why is that?
A lawyer, a pilot, and mind you, none of them are any of those things. My friend that's a football player said he wants to be a soccer player. One of
Wrong
my friends
sport.
Wanted to be an OBGYN. So the first question that I asked Calvin was, what was the funniest thing you wanted to be growing up?
Mm-hmm.
He said, your friend.
Is that funny?
And I literally was like, you know what? Never mind. I'm over it. I can't talk to you. Then he was like, I'm just kidding. Actually, I wanted to be a spy. And yeah. And then this other guy, I'm not going to reveal his name.
I'm not revealing it.
Yeah. He said, I remember my mom told me one day that I told her when I was younger. I wanted to be a potato because I loved French fries so much.
Same.
Honestly.
Same.
That's relatable.
Me too.
That
I
want to
be a potato when I grow up.
And he was like so serious. I was like, oh my gosh, I love that. He was like, please stop. Like, don't be mean.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, is that not supposed to be funny?
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about what we wanted to be when we were kids.
Okay.
Obviously, like the realistic kind, because we grew up in like a very traditional Filipino family. They wanted us to be nurses.
How many of us turned out to be nurses?
Literally zero of us are nurses. None of us are in the medical field in general.
No.
At all.
I tried, but it was not for me.
I feel like we all started school thinking we were going into the medical field, but then we all switched out.
Yeah.
Because we're like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life.
No, it was too hard.
Yeah. But at the same time, when we were kids, we always knew that we weren't going to be in the medical field.
Because I feel like we just always said it because that's what we grew up knowing.
Yeah, like that was the realistic like option. So we already knew that was going to happen, but we knew like in general we weren't going to do that, even though that's what we like majored in. You know what I mean? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me. But when we were kids, we wanted, well, okay, I'll say like exactly what I wanted to be. I wanted to be the voice of a Disney princess.
Okay.
I remember the first time
Ariel.
The first time I figured out that I loved to sing, I would sing Reflection from Mulan. So I remember when I was a kid. Mulan. Yeah. And also she was like an Asian princess. And is she technically a princess? I don't know. But she was like an Asian character on TV. And that like wasn't popular like when we were kids, like in the 2000s or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I remember I went onto this website called letssingit.com.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. And because we would have to like, that's how we would look up the lyrics to songs.
Yeah.
I looked up the lyrics to Reflection and I printed them out. And then I like circled and underlined the parts of the song where I like sing louder and whatever, sing softer. I don't know. I was so weird. And I like thought I was going to be.
Crescendo, decrescendo.
Yeah, exactly. This was pre-choir days. And I thought I was going to be Mulan. So that was funny. I also wanted to be a talk show host. I wanted to be a pop singer. And then when we were like a little bit older, like maybe mid high school, I wanted to be a YouTuber. Because okay, YouTube.
Everyone wanted to be a YouTuber at one point. Yeah. I feel like everyone still wants to be a YouTuber.
Which is, it's so annoying because if we started when we wanted to be,
I would have been in LA.
Oh, and remember, I bought my first camera because I thought I was going to be a YouTuber. But yeah. Then I ended up using it for photography. So that was fun. And we wanted to be pop singers.
We wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
We've always wanted to be famous.
Yeah. But let's not jump ahead of ourselves. Talk about what you wanted to be and then we can get into the pop star things.
Okay, so that's another conversation, is the whole pop star want to be famous conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a lawyer at one point just because I'm very like blunt, get to the point. I will get down to the nitty gritty. Yeah. And I also wanted to be a firefighter. And I don't know why I wanted to be a firefighter. I just thought it was cool. But then growing up, my favorite show used to be Cops.
Mm-hmm.
As like a little child watching Cops find guys that are like selling drugs and just like chasing after them. Like,
you just really liked conflict.
Yeah. And so.
And the Kardashians.
Changed. Oh, yeah. So that's.
You wanted
that's
to be a favorite. Kardashian when you grew up.
Yeah. Honestly. I still want to be a Kardashian.
sorry, cops.
But you're not lying. Anyways, and so from being a firefighter, I wanted to be a canine cop.
Yeah.
But I don't like animals. I just love the idea of like, okay, go get them. Like,
So like canine cops, it's just like a cop that has a dog with them as like an assistant, basically.
Yeah, but like it's like the dog, like he'll like,
it's like trained.
Search for the drugs and it'll like, it smells people. It'll like go hunt them down. I loved it. And I was like so serious to where in elementary school when they were like, okay, what do you guys want to be when you grow up? Right. All the girls like, I want to be a princess. I want to be a doctor.
Yeah, I wanted to be a princess.
I want to be a nurse. And I'm over here, I want to be a canine cop.
With that exact
voice. That exact voice as like a 9-year-old.
An 8-year-old girl. I want to be a canine cop. And a firefighter.
And I was so serious.
And a firefighter.
Even the boys are like, oh, I want to ride horses. And
I'm surprised you didn't like want to be a linebacker.
Well, never say never.
That's so funny. But other than that, we grew up thinking that we were going to be famous one day. Sometimes we still act like we're going to be famous one day.
Yeah.
Literally, I talked to some of my best friends, Jess and Jordan. We're like, yo, we just want to like be influencers. It's fine.
Call them out.
Hey, like, I'm in the same boat, but you know what? It's not going to happen. But no, anyway.
But like, I don't even do anything to be famous, but I just feel like I'm going to be famous.
I mean, I don't think I do anything to be famous either. I just like care about my Instagram.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I wanted to go down memory lane and share with the listeners.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what you're about to
say. I know, I have all. Sorry, I was looking at my phone earlier because I was reorganizing the notes. Because, so I wrote down like a list of like performance things that we used to do when we were kids. But I realized when I recorded this on my own, the episode that I deleted, I never uploaded it. I had our like performance things out of order. So I'm going to go in like age order. Okay. So it all goes back to when we would go to the Philippines when we were in elementary school for like summers at a time.
Okay.
Like our family would literally just every like ship summer. Us over to the Philippines
and
in May,
spend 3 months there
and pick us up in August.
Yeah.
right before school start and just get rid of us. So over the summer, we would learn like the Filipino pop songs, and they all had like matching dances and stuff. If you guys are Filipino, you know exactly what we're talking about. Ocho, it's like ocho. The ocho ocho. I'm pretty sure a lot of my friends who aren't even Filipino know what the ocho ocho is.
Is it?
Yeah. A lot of like...
Do they?
A lot of my friends from college know what that is. Is it?
Is it?
Yeah. So we would put on shows when we were kids. So there was like this little like, I guess, seating area in the garage type place in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And
like a carport.
Yeah. And we would set up a table, and I would even put up like a paper reserve sign to like have people sit there and watch us perform. So we would literally play like two or three songs and dance to it, and they would watch us like we were.
But
like,
they were really entertained.
Yeah.
They were really the ones feeding into us being famous.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie.
And whenever we would like visit family friends at their houses, they would make us do it again.
And we would gladly do it.
Is that like Filipino culture? Is that just our family? Know.
Is that normal?
I mean, if you watch like the Filipino channel, you see all them little fat kids dance in front of everybody, and everybody loves it.
And that was like low key us.
But we weren't like little fat kids.
We were actually like performing.
We were so good, y'all.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Because we're serious.
We were so good.
Humble brag. But yeah, so it all started with that. We put on Filipino pop music dances, and then. So that escalated into like later on. I was telling Shanley this the other day.
Yeah.
It escalated more whenever we started becoming obsessed with like American pop people.
Okay.
So one of the first things that we started like doing on our own was recreating Jonas Brothers music videos.
Oh my gosh. No, we weren't. Oh, shoot. Do you remember? You're talking about the Oh, yes. No. Oh no.
Burning Up, do you remember that?
Oh no, yes.
okay, sorry, I'm gonna stop laughing and explain it. Okay, so when we were young, this was in like 2006 when we started becoming obsessed with the Jonas Brothers, because that was the summer that we saw them for the first time
at Moody Gardens for $10.
Yeah, we saw them at Moody Gardens. We were like up in their faces. That was
$200 anyways.
Now this time around, yes. But anyway, so whenever we started being obsessed with them, I remember their Burning Up music video came out, and we were into skits.
Yeah.
Especially with Kayla, our cousin. So we decided that we were going to take my point and shoot camera, and we were going to record a reenactment of the Burning Up music video. But we never finished it.
We didn't. But when I tell you guys, we had the outfit. We had the exact script. Head to toe. Jill was Nick.
I was Joe.
And Kayla was Kevin.
Yeah, we always gave Kayla Kevin.
But she, you know what? We were like low-key pushing it on her, like, oh, he's so cool.
I mean, she doesn't care about the Jonas Brothers, so I don't think she really cared that she was Kevin.
Yeah.
We were more fangirls than she was. But, yeah. Wait, did I tell you that, like, I found those video clips on the computer? I think it's on my hard drive at my apartment, so I have to, like, plug it in and look at it. Well, I don't think I'm going to post it.
Do not post it.
I'm not.
I literally look like a coconut head.
Well, I look like a freaking weirdo.
No.
Okay, I just remember. Okay, there's a scene.
What was the scene? Yeah.
There's a scene in the music video when they're chilling by the pool.
Yeah.
And Joe goes, dude, that girl's looking at me. And Nick goes, no, he's not, Joe. He's like, yes, she is. Dude, she's not looking at you.
I remember. That was.
And we we acted that out. But I specifically remember you kept on saying something wrong. And then
we were just laughing.
And the video was still going. And I was like, Angela, that's not what you say. And
you
were being
so serious. I was like, trying to have fun.
And story of our life.
Director. Yeah, I'm just always trying to have fun, and this girl's always just gotta ruin it. And just like, stop.
No, I'm just very particular.
Okay,
in the way
we can be particular, but have fun doing it.
I cannot.
Yeah, we know.
I'm very type A, and you're very type B.
What does that mean?
Like, didn't you ever take psychology?
I did.
Stop.
I got a D.
Did you ever pass psychology? Is what I meant.
No, that's passing. I took psychology in high school.
Not.
I got a D. Excuse me?
A D?
Yes, and I also got a D in college.
Sorry, I can't relate. I've never had a D. So.
Well, just know, D's get degrees. Even
Angela,
though
what does pretentious mean?
Pretentious. Can you put it in a sentence? What is the origin of the...
Can you spell pretentious?
No.
Do you ever do that thing where you like can't smell something, so you like say it to Siri?
No, you have. Listen, there is one word in the English dictionary I will never know how to spell.
What is it?
Every time on my keyboard, I know when it's coming, I have to click the little microphone and it says unnecessary. Wait. I can't spell.
Unnecessary.
I swear to you, and I will try. And I'm like, you know what? Today's the day I'm going to try. I'm going to figure out how to do it. And I fail. It's to the point to where autocorrect won't even pick up what... Don't ask.
Has it learned your wrong spelling of it?
I mean, no, not
that's
at all.
That's so funny. I just have to say
unnecessary.
Wait, no, I feel like I hear you saying that sometimes, yeah. And I look at you and I'm like, do you not know
how to spell? I don't. And I don't. I couldn't even tell you how to spell. Like, oh my gosh, I'm getting mad because I don't know how to spell it.
I remember, sorry, this is like total side note. In the fifth grade, we would have spelling tests. And there was one week when we could choose the words that we were going to write because we had to learn the words that we couldn't spell. Uh-huh. So like whatever was hard for us, I could not. I can now, but I used to not be able to spell beginning.
I can spell. Well, that was also fifth grade, but this is 22-year-old me that can't spell unnecessary. Hey, but I was like top two people in the spelling bee in fourth grade.
That and says a lot down. About your elementary.
Wow. Top two?
Wait, you top two. You mean you won second place?
Top two. Oh.
Ew, you're horrible. You know what I hate whenever people are like, I was top 10, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, so you were 10th place. I was in the top eight. You're like, so you were 8th place. Just say it. You know what I mean?
It sounds anyway. Better when you're like at the top.
Yeah. But I'm then
in the podium.
I was in the top 30.
You were 30th place.
You were number 30. Okay. So back. Okay. Back to the making music videos. We made...
Wait, how did we get... Okay,
sorry. Sorry, I don't know. Type A and type B. Sorry, I have to backtrack because if I leave anything out, someone's going to be like, you didn't talk about this and it made me mad. So, type A... Okay, forgive me if I'm wrong because this is just like my definition, I guess, from what I understand. Type A is very like orderly. They want things done in a certain way, like streamlined and whatever. Mm-hmm. Type B is more like flexible and...
Like, I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
But it's okay if, like, we have to tweak something or...
Well, yeah. That's not the same thing.
Oh.
Anyways, well, so I don't even... I don't really know how to explain it, actually. All so right, go ahead and Google that.
Psychology.
B plus? Yeah. I mean, okay. Clearly, I don't remember it because I didn't get an A. So it's fine.
B plus.
B plus, probably.
Better than a D.
Yeah. And the phrase isn't D's get degrees, it's C's get degrees.
Well, I don't have a degree yet, so.
You said it, not
so
me.
So I wouldn't even know.
You said it, not me. It's okay. You're going back to school. It's fine.
That's all that matters.
It's fine. You're going back. You're not giving up. Okay. So we would make like music videos and like act stuff out, which is really fun. And then do you remember, we haven't talked about this in a long time. Do you remember when we were kids and our cousin Michael brought us to that audition? With his ex-girlfriend's sister.
He brought us there?
Yes. You don't remember that?
I didn't remember. I didn't know it was him, but I remember we actually went to an audition.
He brought us. Yeah, so we were here, and then he told us his ex-girlfriend's sister. I don't remember her name.
I don't either.
But he was like, oh, we're taking her to an audition. Do y'all want to register and go too? And we're like, sure.
Dude, we looked horrible.
Well, first of all, I was an ugly kid.
Wasn't it? I was like an ugly preteen. My name, it was like... Tell your name and your favorite food.
Yeah, my favorite food was French fries.
And mine was, hi, I'm Angela. And my favorite food is chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
That's a long sentence.
Well, you it have to still impress
is.
Them.
You know, it still is.
Clearly it didn't work, but.
No. I remember we went into the first room. Okay, wait, sorry, side note. I don't know what it is, but why is it in my memory that this was an audition for like Hannah Montana?
It was just like a Disney.
It was like a Disney movie. Audition, right?
Yeah, but low-key, I think those things are, like, scams.
Probably.
Nothing ever comes out of those.
No. Because I feel like you have to, like, know people. Anyway.
And there was so many people there.
Yeah, there were a lot. And I remember we went into a room, and then the person asked us, they were like, so, Jillian, do you want to do acting or modeling? And they asked, so they asked the other girl that we were with, I forgot her name. She said modeling. They asked you and you said acting. And they asked me and I don't know why. I literally said, I don't know.
Yeah, see.
But I think I said that because I was like trying to be humble and I was like a very shy kid. So I wanted someone to tell me what I was supposed to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember I like literally almost had a nervous breakdown because I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I was like, can I be a singer?
You know how you've always like singing?
Yeah.
I've always like, I didn't even notice, but I'm always like acting.
Yeah. And you have like the personality.
I was in like the drama class and I had to like, I was a sailor.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was in a whole play. I took acting class. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
I was also an actor in elementary school.
I was not in elementary school, sweetheart.
Mine was in elementary school. But I was like a big choir nerd. And yeah, I've always sang.
I've always been in choir, but I feel like.
You were more like theatrical than me.
Yeah.
You have more of a theatrical personality than I do. I can't create my own energy. I have to like vibe off of other people's energy.
No.
But you can create your own. Does that make sense?
I can.
I've never thought about it that way, but.
Thought about that either.
Sorry. Okay. So yeah, we went to that audition and then, okay, I don't even remember what year that was, but then in 2000, no. This was also, wow, a lot of things happened in 2006 for us. At our cousin Margaret's wedding, this was around the same time that High School Musical came out. We all decided to put on a surprise performance for our cousin Margaret and her husband Edmund at their wedding to dance to We're All in This Together.
That was iconic, and there's no video footage.
Yeah, so if this was in like 2020 and we were kids now, then they would have recordings of it, but since like it was back then.
But didn't they have a videographer?
They had a videographer, but I think they only had like, they barely put a clip of it. Or they didn't have a videographer.
And it was just a picture. Yeah. And there's only that one picture.
I have a feeling that like, okay, wait. I think they didn't have a videographer because that wasn't really a thing back then.
Okay, well, if you're listening to this and you shot a wedding.
They're definitely
2006
not.
At Intercontinental Hotel.
Before it was changed Royal to Sinesta. The Royal Sinesta. Yeah.
And you saw some little kids dancing to We're All in This Together, please mm-hmm. send us the video footage.
Yes.
He's not listening, but right. It's worth a try.
Yeah, so when the movie came out, me, Angela, Andrew, and then like other family, we wanted to put on the performance for We're All in This Together. So what I did as a little 11 or 12 year old or whatever, I was 11. I watched the High School Musical clip. This was before the dance along came out.
I remember the whole thing.
I learned all the moves to the song and I taught it to everybody else. And then we performed it. That is one of my proudest moments for some reason, is that I was so young and I learned all the dance moves and I taught everybody the choreography and that I even had any patience for that. I don't think I could do that now.
But you taught like 6 people how to do the dance from start to finish.
Right? That's crazy.
And then also the Camp Rock one.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm going to get to that.
Okay, sorry.
So, yeah. So, when we did the wedding, you were Sharpay.
I was.
I was Ryan. Well, I did Ryan's part, but Andrew was the one who like walked you under the arm, the arm bridge thing. But that was a lot of fun. That was hilarious.
That was like top tier.
Yeah. And I was so excited and I was so proud because like I even burned the CD with the song on it because like that was back then when you burned CDs. And I like walked up to the DJ trying to be all secretive. And I was like, hi, can you like play this after blah, blah, blah. And we missed the entire cake cutting and everything. So then like after we like went upstairs, we like changed our clothes. We were like the little flower girls. So we changed out of the flower girl outfits. We came back downstairs and then we put on the whole like We're All in This Together performance. That was freaking iconic. That was amazing.
Yeah.
So then after that, okay, so we have family friends, Ariel and Katrina, who they were two of the people who we grew up with and they did the High School Musical performance with us. So in Filipino culture, we don't have sweet 16s or quinceañeras. Yeah. We have a debut.
Is it supposed to be debut, but it's debut. Filipino, so they say
yes.
Debut?
Yeah, oh it's debut. But we've always said debut because of their Filipino accents. But anyways, when you turn 18, you have a debut party. So Ariel and Katrina were sisters. They are sisters. And they're a year apart. So we decided that at Ariel's debut, she's older than her sister, we wanted to put on a little performance for her since she performed with us at our cousin's wedding. So that was like a few years later. I was in like the 7th grade. I was like 12 or like 13. Actually, that was like 1 or 2 years later. Anyways, we danced to We Rock from Camp Rock. And I also learned all the moves to this, and I taught it to you and Andrew.
Yep. Start to finish.
So I was like Nick Jonas's part. You were Demi's part.
I was.
And Andrew, did he have a part?
No, because Demi and Joe had the same song. Maybe, whichever one was like maybe Andrew didn't. Relevant.
Yeah, me and Angela were always like selfish and grabbed the parts that we wanted.
I want Joe.
But Angela was always like the star of the show because it's always the younger person that's like more cute to the audience. Shut up. You couldn't have done it without my choreography.
That's fine, but
you're
it
welcome.
Wouldn't have been a show without me.
Well, no. So we can watch the video on YouTube.
I don't want to. Don't tell them the link.
I'm not telling them the link because it's awful. So like me and Andrew watched it recently, and there's like one like transition whenever we like we
the spin.
Yeah, that it was like was a spin iconic. And rotated, and then we like went another way. Bro, I was so proud it of choreographing iconic. That part.
And then we had to strum the guitar,
and we pulled that off
because we didn't even want to do it anymore.
Yeah, whenever we got there, we like didn't want to because I think we started getting shy and whatever. But so that was really fun. That was like 2007. Then in 2008, instead of Andrew, Kayla joined us and we put on Camp Rock the musical at Katrina's debut. Do you remember?
It wasn't Camp Rock. It was Katrina the musical.
No. We sang Camp Rock songs because I sang Too Cool.
But remember you did sing Too Cool.
Yeah.
But I sang a Hairspray song.
Oh, did we just sing random
music?
We
sang three random songs and then we sang one time together.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah, because it was like Katrina the musical, but like in High School Musical letters.
In high school. Yeah, I remember that. Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Why did I sing Too Cool?
Ew. And then we changed the lyrics.
I think we were like being Katrina and we were telling her that she was cool and that she was, I don't remember.
So what?
Anyways, yeah. So we transitioned from dancing into singing that year. So and Kayla played the guitar for us, right?
Yeah.
And then we sang, and then we sang One Time by Justin Bieber. So that was fun.
But then the year after.
Uh-huh. The Christmas party.
We sang at the Christmas
party. Yeah, I have that written down. We sang Justin Bieber's Mistletoe. Shoddy.
Hey, we killed that. We killed that because we came up with, like, didn't we like have like the night before?
Yeah, either like the night before or it was like super quick notice because we didn't know. So it was like a big Christmas party with like a ton of, like, it was like a real estate company or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just decided to sing that song and Kayla played the guitar with us again. That's when we came up with Jack.
And we still
J-A-K. Yeah, Jillian, Angela, and Kayla. So the three of us have a group text and we named it Jack. We were calling it Jack Productions. No. We started that from Burning Up because Kayla was in that.
Yeah. We've been Jack.
Yeah. That's so funny. So that was like all of the performances that we did together. But then like when I was in high school, I like sang solos. And then in college, I sang sometimes. But
yeah, I sang in high school. But yeah. I never really...
Bummer. After that. LOL. And then I recorded covers on my YouTube channel and I thought I was going to become famous. Actually, one of them has like thousands of views, I think.
That one voice song or whatever?
It was one song from the first winner of The Voice. It's called Stitch by Stitch.
I remember that.
And I recorded it in like a super yellow room on like my old iPhone 4 or something. It's awful. And I look like so sad when I sing.
It's
I don't
like
know why.
It's completely like yellow, right?
Yeah, like it's so ugly. But yeah, y'all, now I don't sing and I just talk on a recording.
Well, let us know. Actually, I'm not even going to do that because we always tell people like we're going to come out with something and we never do.
Yeah. Okay. So we have. Okay. We made an Instagram called Angelia Music. I'm not logged into it in my phone anymore because I'm logged into so many accounts. So you're logged into it, right?
I think so.
But we have nothing on there. But it started because that's so funny. I actually bought all of this. We bought all of this audio equipment for that. But then I ended up using it for a podcast instead.
Well, also, you like to like start stuff, but then you like change your hobbies.
I pivot.
Not that I'm blaming it on you. I'm just saying.
No. I know what you mean. I always like start something and then I pick up another hobby and then I switch it up. Just like with YouTube. I bought my camera for YouTube and then it ended up being photography.
I think I want to start posting like YouTube videos.
You should. I'm glad that I have
like vlogs.
Yeah.
Like,
to look old back vlogs on. From like college and stuff when I didn't care what I was recording. And I was literally recording it on my iPhone. Do you remember when I had like that fisheye lens?
Yeah. And I just got this new phone. So.
And also Angela and I are going to come out with some bomb content because in October, hopefully the trip goes through.
Oh yeah,
we just booked tickets to go to New York for a few days.
To New York, hopefully I'll vlog that.
Yeah, I've never been to New York, but both of us are going to be vlogging. And you know what's going to be more fun is that no one knows us there. It's more normal in like cities like New York and LA to be vlogging in public. I feel like, you know,
in a way, yeah, because like there's more like influencers there than they are here.
Yeah, and in Houston, like it's a super weird thing. I mean, honestly, I don't care what people think about me when I'm like doing stuff in public. Oh like, no, taking pictures.
I'm like, I just feel awkward.
I don't care.
Not that I care I do what feel they think. I just feel weird.
Yeah. Because it's like, it's not just the not
social
normal.
Norm. Yeah.
Yeah. But.
But we all watch. You know what?
I feel like if when we're like on a trip, it's less awkward, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to New York. I'm very excited because I feel like New York has been like one of my dream destinations. And I've never been.
One of my favorite places.
I've never been. And since like coronavirus is going on. There are less people like walking around all the time. So I feel like hopefully I'll feel more safe. But yeah, if you made it this far, text us the word rockets and let me know what podcast episode you want me to talk about next.
And what you guys want to hear from me next.
I don't know any Angela.
And they should follow me on Instagram because I have fans.
Ha ha. I'm just kidding. yeah, follow Angela. If you follow her, she'll follow you back. Well, if you're my friend, if she knows you. If she likes you.
Keep narrowing down the list.
If she... No, I said if she... If she likes you, she will follow back.
Don't do that because then someone's going to follow me.
Oh, if you don't follow and then you don't follow... Yeah, yeah. You know what? Nobody follow Angela.
That's so rude.
Just kidding. She's just going to buy followers.
Not that I'm serious or anything. Anyways. Kay. All right. I'm going to go get some tapioca.
I want tapioca.
Okay, so let's go wrap this up.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I know this is a little bit of a quicker episode, but at least I came out with one, right? Next episode, though, I am talking about 1 year of Kinda Relatable. Because actually the one... it's been 1 year of the podcast. I know I don't have 52 episodes because I like dropped off the face of the earth for a while. And then I like randomly just stopped. I'm sorry. I will be more consistent. I promise. I just like... You know, sometimes it's hard to come up with ideas to talk about and it's hard to talk to myself. So honestly, I might just like drive down here and then force Angela to do a podcast with me.
Yeah, you know, I'm always available.
Well, you know, a lot of my friends like our banter because it's funny.
I just wish that they could actually like be present in our real life conversations too.
Yeah, but this is basically them being a part of our conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But no.
Sometimes I wish like you were recording something that... Yeah. We're talking about, but anyways.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the first day that you were on the podcast, we were just like driving around in the car and then we went off on like some weird conversation. Not weird conversations, but we just.
But anyways, okay.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Text me the word rockets.
See you guys soon.
So I know you're an avid listener of the podcast. And on the next episode, like I said, I'll be talking about a year in review of Kinda Relatable, how my life has changed, where I want to take the podcast
video.
This upcoming year.
Video podcast.
Yeah. I have to set up like a whole thing in my room and, you know.
Okay. Anyways, out, like, sorry.
Anyway. Right. Okay. I don't want to go off on a tangent anymore. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.